to you by our friends of the British Council. Hey everybody, welcome back to Rugby Wrap-Up. Matt McCarthy at the Fantasy Sports Network, Studio 34 on West 35th Street in New York City at the Renaissance Hotel in the Rockin' Riley's Pub Restaurant. We are back with Mr. Chris Wiles calling in from England. Chris is the Saracens star currently and just retired USA Rugby Eagle captain. With me in the studio, lingering like a stalker, is Whitney Stoll of the Washington Irish. Chris, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Chris, quick question for you. Do you know what the number 375 means?
No.
I thought so. Stumped them already, folks. 375 is the number of what eagle you were.
Okay.
How about them apples? Can you tell me, though, how many caps in 15s you had for Team USA?
54.
Ding, ding, ding. He gets that circle, gets the square on that one. He is 1 for 2, and to go 2 for 3 and the new car, how many caps as a sevens player?
I think 12 tournaments.
Oh, unfortunately, we can't give you the new car, Chris, but we do have some Rice-A-Roni and some lead press-on nails for you. It was 14 caps, okay, for the sevens team. But that's a pretty tall order, specifically since your last caps were basically Olympic caps playing for Team USA during the Olympics in Rio. What was that like for you?
Yeah, that was a very cool experience. I guess in some ways disappointing, because I thought we had the opportunity to definitely compete for the medal. But in terms of just being involved with Team USA and the entire experience, it was incredible. And actually to get an insight of the program that Mike Friday is running there with Chris Brown is was interesting to see. And you know, they're also doing really great things. So just to be a small part of that for a small moment of time was awesome for me.
Yeah, and it's just, okay, you hadn't played sevens in how long? And then, you know what, I think I'm going to play sevens in the Olympics, and he makes the squad. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. I mean, there's that. I don't think people understand that you just made the transition after not playing sevens for a long time while you're fully playing 15s to make an Olympic team.
I can tell you what, it definitely wasn't easy. I questioned myself a few times. They've got the infamous Yakka Yard there at the OTC, and it's pretty brutal. So it was a tough transition, and I was fortunate enough to just squeeze past and get a place on the squad. And as I say, play a small part, but there's some awesome characters down there at OTC, some fantastic players. And I think, personally, I think Perry Baker is one of the best sevens players in the world right now.
And that's at the Yak Yard for the folks at home. Is that accurate?
Yakka Yard.
You can figure that one out on your own, folks. But let's go to now. You're still with Saracens playing some exceptional rugby. The team is doing great. You guys have been in the thick of things in both the European competition and the Premiership competition. You're always at the top of the table. You have played 5 different positions for Saracens over the course of your career, making yourself invaluable. What's the secret to your durability here and your longevity?
I'd love to say that I do a lot of stretching and looking after myself. I do to a certain extent, but it's probably because I spend most of my time in the backs away from all the contact. But you know what, actually, Saracens are a great club in terms of looking after their players. Every single minute detail is looked into, and I know that happens at a lot of professional clubs, but also there's a good rotation policy at Saracens. So you never play too many minutes, you get weeks off in season, and I think ultimately as well, I just love being at the club. And so when you're passionate about something and you love it like I do, then it's easy just to continue playing. And rather fortunately, my body's held up pretty well.
So here's a question for you, and I know it's impossible to answer right now because you're really in the thick of things, but are you looking to continue after this current contract expires?
It's a good question, which is, it's definitely something that's going through my head. The retirement question is going through my head a lot at the moment, but if I'm still enjoying it and my body is holding up, I love playing the sport, I love being at the club, And I know that as soon as you retire, you never get those years back. So I'll be making a decision over the next couple of months.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. When does the contract expire? Why not wait until later on in the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's sort of any time after January over here in the Premiership and I believe across Europe that you can start negotiating contracts. So personally for me and my family, just making a call on what the next steps are, I just want to sort of mentally get myself in a position to know what I want to do over the next couple of months so I'm prepared come January.
Well, I tell you what, watching you, I don't see any diminishing aspects of your game. And, you know, you make the joke about non-contact, but I was on the sidelines or during the Rugby World Cup warm-ups working as the media manager, and I saw him take on Tuliagi in San Jose. I think it was San Jose. You know what I'm talking about? When he came barreling down, and you have no choice. But you know what? This was really not... I hate to say this, but to a lot of people out there, this was the game. It had, you know, but this was not, on the grand scheme of things, the most important play in the most important match. It was a warm up, and you took him right on. You went back. I was like, Jesus, you flew right into Tuliagi as he's barreling down, and people don't understand how big that guy is.
Listen, I've tried to tackle him probably 12 times in my career, and I failed every time. So he is definitely one of the hardest players I ever tried to tackle. But you've got no choice at 15. I wouldn't say I ran at him. I just sort of waited for him to bowl me over. So
I think you're being humble. Yeah, I do.
He's a big dude.
He's a big dude. But that really impressed me, and I was like, okay, if this guy is doing this, everybody else has to answer the bell. Right. Speaking of bell, we're getting the bell from our producers downstairs. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Mr. Chris Wiles calling in.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, the Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
If you're just joining us, this is a big match and a big moment as Clijsters toes the line.
You know, John, Anderson has really been struggling out there today. Huge mistake as Clijsters clinches another title. Don't let your nutrition get in the way. USANA, the official multivitamin of the WTA.
Hey, everybody, Matt McCarthy. We are back at Rugby Wrap-Up at the Fantasy Sports Network, Studio 34 on West 35th Street, with stalker Whitney Stoles of the Washington Irish, as we're talking to the great Chris Wiles live from London. Chris, we left off talking about a few things. Specifically, we were talking about your career. But off the pitch, you've got a lot going on. Aside from tackling the Tuliagis of the world, you've tackled business in a way, and you have your own Wolfpack lager, for which we have the hat right here strategically placed on the set. And yours truly has had a few of these Wolfpack lagers and knows that it's a pretty good beer. What's the latest with Wolfpack lager?
Yeah, it's been a pretty interesting experience getting involved in the beer industry. We probably, since I've spoken to you, we're opening a bar up in here in London, North London and Queen's Park. We're coming out with another variant, a Pilsner. So we'll have Wolfpack Lager and Wolfpack Pilsner. And it's just been a pretty cool experience to get involved in business and, test yourself off the pitch as well as on the pitch.
You test by drinking as many of the Pilsners as possible? Is that the test?
Yeah, by basically drinking as many beers as you can every night.
Fair enough. And my co-host, Jonathan Wicklow Barbary, was over in England at a few of the bars there drinking your Wolfpack Lager.
Any time's a good time for a Wolfpack Lager. Wolfpack Lager. Now that's a converted try.
I know that you're not a big fan of Jonathan Wicklow Barbary, but he's a fan.
I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him. Funny, because you're in a video with him.
Hi, I'm Chris Wells, captain of the USA Eagles.
Wayne Scully, Eagles vice captain.
Passing the one to Jonathan Wicklow Barbary.
I'm dropping JWB.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Blaine. Jonathan Wicklow Barbary here. Don't drop the ball, Chris. Blaine.
He might have to come over and check out the new bar and the pills personally. The truck's still going on there at Saracens?
Yes, we have the the London bus that's parked on the side of the pitch, so you can drink Wolfpack Lager and watch the game at the same time. And then we've also got a converted sort of Defender, which is it's got taps on the side, so you can take that to festivals, and it basically takes the brand outside of the stadium. So we've got it's been as I say, it's been a pretty eye-opening experience being in the beer industry, because it's a pretty it's a very competitive place to be in, to be involved in. So we're just trying to keep our head above water and make sure we're making interesting beers. And I think we have a slightly different story because we're two professional players, rugby players, who started this beer company. Normally it's, you know, ex brewers who have been involved in bigger breweries, or guys who've left the city who want a different style and lifestyle. So,
and what's your partner's name?
Alistair Hargreaves.
Is he the pills guy, and you're the lager guy? Because I can see a whole commercial series on this one. He likes pills. He likes lager.
No, we're both lager guys. We're both lager guys.
Okay, who's the pills guy?
Our Wolfpack Lager is a more of a German Bavarian style lager at 5.2%. with a Tettnang hop, and our pils is going to be it's a Czech style beer, as you know.
Yes, I've had the pleasure. And aside from the Wolfpack Lager plug, let's get back to some rugby here for a second. You were on the selection process, and you've selected some fine beers, but you've also selected or helped select the current head coach for Team USA, Gary Gold. You were on a committee with Mr. Dave Hodges, who's the general manager of the program, and Mr. Alex Magleby, who's got the longest name title in the history of USA Rugby, but it's more or less the high performance director / something else. What was the process like, and how did you guys get to gold? How did you strike gold?
As you can imagine, there was quite a few people who applied for the job, and my role was just to come in and offer a bit of advice here and there to Alex and Dan. Given that I'd recently retired and been involved in the program for a number of years. And then we created a shortlist. We ran some interviews that was run by Alex and Dan. Like anything, when selecting a job of this sort of nature, it's not always easy, because it does sometimes, you know, comes down to timing and who's actually applied. So you try to spread the net, and you try to get as many people interested as possible, so that you can make as best decision as possible. And then ultimately, we, as I say, we had that shortlist, and then we ran those interviews. And Gary came out of that process as being someone with a huge amount of experience, and someone who we thought could offer a lot of knowledge to USA Rugby.
So which guy did you want instead?
we wanted Gary.
Oh, you wanted Gary. So who came in second?
Well, I'm not going to go through names.
Oh, come on!
That would be inappropriate of me, Matt. You know that.
He's always taking the high road.
No. as I say, Gary has huge amounts of experience. And I think something to point out is that whilst not only does he have experience, you know, that he can share to the program straight away to the players, but also we felt he could play an important part in terms of the coaching pathway and actually getting himself out into on the road, out into sort of grassroots. And a big thing is, I've just touched on it, but a big thing is definitely upskilling coaches in the US as well, which is an important aspect of growing the game in the US.
Did you speak to Joe Taufete, who played for Gary Gold in essence with the Warriors at all?
I didn't speak to Joe.
I think you're lying. Lying.
No, I didn't. I didn't speak to Joe. He just scored a hat trick for Worcester, yeah. Actually, which is great to
as
see.
A hooker.
Also,
right?
As a hooker, yeah, and Andrew just signing for Worcester as well. So,
Duratalo,
didn't speak to Joe. You can't sort of. You need to be a little bit understanding of the situation. You don't want to go around speaking to players when he's still at Worcester. So. It was kept, you know, not secretive, but between us until the decision was made.
Excellent. You have handled yourself once again with class under my direct questioning and trying to get something out of you. You have avoided it again, like you have avoided tacklers on the pitch. In the five different positions that you've played over the years, Mr. Wiles, you've maintained this consistency and this certain level, and yet you've never changed your hairstyle or grown a wacky beard or anything. And as a bald guy who would be doing anything with his hair at this point, and I can't grow a beard because bald guys with beards look upside down, are you going to do anything? Like, is there a temptation for you to do like a spikes or something?
No, I'm a pretty consistent kind of guy, Matt. You just mentioned it.
All right. Okay.
I'll leave it as it is for now.
Don't fix something that ain't broke, right?
Exactly.
So then let me ask you this final question. Rugby World Cup 2019 is in Japan. Will you be playing for Team USA coming out of retirement because you're still at the top of your game? And they can certainly use the steadying influence of someone back there in the back line. That's a yes. That's a yes.
The first step for me, like we just discussed, was over the next couple of months, is trying to work out what my next move in rugby is, really, in terms of whether I'm still going to be playing the game. So I think thinking about the 2019 World Cup would be way too far in advance for me right now. But you know, I've said this many a times. I feel very passionately about USA Rugby and what it's done for my career, and I always want to find a way to try and give back. And I think there are times when actually playing on too long might not be giving back, and it might just be more of a selfish decision. You know, there are a lot of young players trying to come through, and I wouldn't want to get in the way of that. So, that being said, if there's any other
way, damn you, Wiles, you're good. You are good. Damn you.
If there are any other ways I can help out, then I'm hoping I can do that in the future.
Okay, let me put this hypothetical right in your lap then, okay? Because I that was a perfect answer, and you are, and I'm so jealous of you. I want to hit you in the face with a bag of nickels right now, but. If the coaching staff approaches you and says, hey, you're still playing great rugby, we could use you.
Listen, if there's a scenario where I'm still playing and I'm playing well and they approach me and we discuss it and we think it's the right thing to do and my family thinks it's the right thing to do and it's there, then I think I would be silly to sort of not at least look at it. But as I say, given that I'm 34, that's a long way away yet. And
oh, I have socks your age. Stop it.
Well, in the rugby world, it's old. So my main focus is just to continue trying to play well for Saris and in the short term, make a decision on my you know, the next season.
All right. So on that note, after he just admitted that he will be playing for Team USA in the 2019 Rugby World Cup and working on a partnership with Rugby Wrap-Up with Wolfpack Lager.
Show me the money.
Mr. Chris Wiles from London, we thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
And Mr. Whitney Stoles, we thank you, sir.
And thank you.
I thank our producers who are screaming in my ear to get off camera. So, Matt McCarthy at the Fantasy Sports Network, Studio 34 here on West 35th Street in New York City for Rugby Wrap-Up, signing off.
Hi, I'm Chris Wells, Captain USA Eagles.
Wayne Scully, Eagles Vice Captain.
Passing the ball on to Jonathan Whitlow Barbary.
I'm dropping JWB.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Blaine. Jonathan Wicklow-Barbary here. Don't drop the ball, Chris. Blaine.